Which was tzido echa kala layam, the tzido echa kala la'ashva. One end ended in the yam, the other ended in a dumpster, a landfill. So we pointed out that the machlokas you showed him what the precise tzir is. According to Rashi writes over here tzido echa layam, the tzido echa ashva. V'rosho echad sasam kishar mavoi, v'rosho echad l'shis harabim misukan belachi tekorah. So, according to Rashi, you have your batim. According to Rashi, you have an ashpa on one long side of the mavoi, and yam on the other long side of the mavoi. And on one end it is sasum, and on the other end it's pasuach l'shus harabim, and you have the tikkun of alachi dekora. So you have the ashpa and the yam in either long end. One end is sasum, and one end is pasuach l'shus harabim. So I just noticed in the back of the Masechta Gemara, he points out, and I should have thought of this, but it's obviously correct. Now, when Rashi writes one side is sasam, it doesn't mean sasam as in a dead end with nothing there. It means you have batim v'chaseira there. Because if you didn't have batim v'chaseira somewhere, then that's not a mavoi. Yam, ashbar, shisarabim, and dead end, mavoi definitionally has batim v'chaseira. So when Rashi says one side is sasam, it must mean that it is sasam, you can't get behind it, but there are batim v'chaseira that open to that side of the Mavli. And then the second shot we have in Rishonim quoted in the Ritva, you just flip it 90 degrees, that the longer sides are the batim v'chaseiros, like your standard Mavli, and on either side, either entrance, you have the Yam and the Ashba. Now the Ritva writes, he thinks that the first seer, Rashi's seer, is more mashma in the Lashon HaGemara. But if you take a look at the Mishnah Brura, assumes that the formulation of Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Rabban, which is essentially Lashon HaGemara, is like the second pshat, like the pshat that we saw quoted in the Yesh Omrim in the Ritva. Look in the Mishnah Brura. Okay, we're in Shin Samach Gimel Sif Kavtes in Shulchan Aruch. So Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Sif Kavtes is Mavish Yitzido Echa Kavul Yam Yitzido Echa Kavul Ashra Sharabim. The Mishavur writes, Sivkat and Kufi Yates, but Salomar, Shahayu Lahamavli, Shneit Stadim, Mibadim Vichatseros. So there are two long sides made up of Batim Vichatseros. Ushne Rashaha, Shemi Mizrach, Umi Marav, Echara Yakala Yam, Vechara Yakala Laashva. And either Rosh, either short side, he has the Roshim in the Mizrach Hamarav, I put them in the picture in Saf and Darav, doesn't really make a difference, you can just rotate it 90 degrees. Those of you who have computers, you can just press a button to rotate it. So he thinks that that is the seer in Shulchan Aruch. Fine, so in that case, so Mishavur thinks that this is the seer of Shulchan Aruch, and Mishavur thinks that that's the Mashmaos of the Beinu Chananel and the Rabbim as well. But he points out in Sharetzion Se'if Katan Sadi Beis that it doesn't really make a nafkamina. Sadi Beis, it doesn't make a nafkamina lalacha. Meaning, whatever tzir the Gemara is talking about, the din is the same in the other tzir. So it's a somewhat academic question as to what tzir the Gemara is specifically talking about, or Shulchan Aruch for that matter, because the din would be the same in both. And what is that din, Gavi?
Question, according to the Ritva, where did the access to the Mavoi come in?
The access coming from the Shus HaRabim, and I'm sorry, this seer?
According to the Ritva, I don't know which one's which, I think.
Yeah, the Yeshua in the Ritva. The access is coming from the Batim HaKaseras.
But, I mean, how do they get out?
The back door.
I mean, like, do we care, or is that, like...
Do we care if they got out the back door?
Is there a
or they can fly in a helicopter.
Is there a back door? We know that there is.
Do we know that there is? doesn't really make a difference.
I mean, I always picture a mobile that's open to at least like some sort of Rishus or Rabbim or Carmelis or something.
Right.
Technically, they didn't get out to the sea. Is that like, does it not matter halakhically?
It doesn't matter halakhically for our purposes. So well, you could. I'm sorry?
I'm not going to have Rabbim.
What, in terms of the Kiyas Rabbim?
Yeah.
Yes and no. It doesn't matter as far as. Well, but the Bhagavad Gita also holds that the Kiyas Rabbim is Shishim Riba. So. So, Lamaisa doesn't make a difference for our purposes at the moment. But you're correct, that's maybe why there is one thing that the other tzir is more the pashtus. Correct. Or you could climb over all the garbage. Fine. So what is the concern over here? So the Gemara expresses that the theoretical concern about Ashva, if Shema Tinotel Ashva, maybe the garbage is going to be removed, and then you're left without a Mechitha on that side. And Shema Yala Hayam Sirtav. And maybe there is going to be, we'll translate it for the moment, as some kind of sediment buildup that is going to compromise the Mechitha. We'll have to explain exactly what the Sirtav is, what the Mechitha Hayam is, but we'll hold off on that for the moment. The other word says, is that really a concern? So as far as Ashba is concerned, the Gemara is Mechala between an Ashba Shel Rabim and an Ashba Shel Yachid. That if it's a public landfill, then we're not so concerned about it getting moved as opposed to your private garbage can. And then as far as Shema Yala Hayam Sirton, that seems to be totally on Tuv Yirsos L'maskanas HaGemara. Do we say, the Gemara concludes, that Maremar Pasakla Lesura Buzli, that Maremar erected in Surah Mechitos that were of netting quality? Amar Chayshin on Shema Yala Yam Sirtan. So the gear that we have in front of us is that he was concerned of Shema Yala Hayam Sirtan. And if you look in the Bein HaChananel, the Rebbeinu Chananel has the girsa lo chayshinan shema yala hayam tirta. So that makes a big difference, whether it's low or not. The machlokes we've shown him, what is the maskanas gemara? Are we koshish for yala hayam tirta or not? So according to Rebbeinu Chananel and the Rambam is in Perek Yizayim Halacha Hay of Shabbos. The Rambam Perek Yizayim Halacha Hay lo chayshinan. We're not concerned about Sirtan. The Rambam writes, "Mavi shitzido echad kavul layam, shitzido echad kavul ashva. Shall rabim eino tzarech klum, does not require any tikkun. Shall ashva shall rabim eino asuya lehisfanos. We're not concerned about the public ashva being removed. The ein choshishin shema yala hayam sirtan, and we're not concerned about sirtan bayam. Therefore, in this tzir, there is no additional tikkun necessary. So according to the Rambam and Rebbeinu Chananel, we pass in that there's no concern of sirton, and this seer is fine. If there's no concern about sirton, then what was the need of this tikkun in surah of making the uzli? Yeah, so what was the need? What did the Magen Mishnah say? So the Magen Mishnah says that the Uzli must have been in the direction that needed the tikkun, in the direction that's pasuach l'rishus ha-rabim. So instead of lefti kora or tzuras ha-pesach, he put up Uzli. Why? Because those are more portable. So they're easier to remove and to leave it there before Shabbos. It was an easier fix, but not that there was any particular halakhic need. And the uzli were not situated opposite the yam, but rather in the area that was pasuach l'rishus ha-rabim. Yeah.
But if you think like the Mishnah Brura, which thinks Shulchan Aruch is more like the second seer, and Shulchan Aruch's Brayan language of the Rambam,
right,
then wouldn't really make that much sense, because in Rambam's case, where would there be a tikkun? At least in the second tier.
Correct. Yep, that's a right. So the Magen Mishnah seems to be assuming the if I understood the Magen Mishnah correct, if I understand the Magen Mishnah correctly, and you can look back and tell me if you think I'm not, but the Magen Mishnah then seems to be assuming correct that we're talking about this kind of a seer, and a seer where there is a need for a tikkun, at least tikkun kol dehu, in one of the sides of this picture. Good. So that's the Girsa of Rabbeinu Hananel and of the Rambam. But according to the other Rishonim, according to Rashi, the Girsa is Cheshinon, that we are concerned about Sirton, and this Uzli was erected in the direction of the Yam. Rashi, Pathaglei Lusura V'Uzli, Hayama Yasamach Lusura Me'achareha, Rashi Hamavos Hamifulashin Layam, Layamaremar Osa Rishtos, he made these nets, Machmeros, Lucho Hamavos, the Loretta Lismach Hamachis of Hayam. So he was concerned about Shem Yala Yam Tirton, and therefore he put up these nets. Nets presumably were the more practical, pragmatic kind of Lachisa that you can put up on the along the Yam, and therefore he was misakein this problem of Shem Yala Hayam. Okay, now what is the concern? Shema Yala Hayam Sirton and what? The Rashi writes, in Nefti Ramaskol, Amar Shema Yala Hayam Sirton Umitaltali Nami Bimbavos Kidimekar. What's the concern? So, at the moment, there is a Mechitza Sayam over here. So at the moment, as long as they have the tikkun over here, and the tzadat pasuk lishas aratin, there's a heter tiltal in the mavoi. But what are we concerned? Neither Abanan, we're concerned that because there's a possibility that this mechitza is going to be compromised, then you'll have a situation in which people are going to be metaltel in this mavoi shelo kedin, because it's lacking a mechitza on the... Well, when we started on the third side, on the second side, whatever side you want to call it, it's lacking mechitza on the side that is pasuach liyam. So that's what Rashi writes. Shema yala yam sirto umetal tali nami b'mavos k'debeikar. The concern is that people are going to continue carrying in the mavoi as they did initially, not realizing that things changed and that mechitza sayam is no longer operative. Judah.
Isn't that like a little bit circular? If the
mechitza
is not there, then the
mechitza
is not there.
So there's a gzeira derabanan that because there may be a situation in which the mechitza is going to be compromised and people won't realize, so we tell you you're not allowed to rely on the mechitza even when it isn't compromised.
Like a more likely issue with the mechitza than like any other sort of
tikkun. You're asking why is there more of a chashash here than any mechitza that maybe a bolt of lightning will come and burn it up?
Yeah, I guess maybe not mechitza, but like a tzuris pesach also. Should use a tzuris pesach because a tzuris pesach may be down, so therefore.
So if the pesach isn't more likely to be down than a mechitza, maybe less likely. But if you're asking in terms of why is it that Chazal saw to it, again according to the Girsa, that Chashin and Shem Yalei Yam Sirta, why is it that Chazal saw to it to be more concerned in this case than other cases? So maybe there's more of a likelihood or more of a concern that this is something that happens. We're not talking about some rare occurrence, but it's normal. Again, we'll have to define what Yala Yam Sirtan is, what precisely the Chashash is, but it's normal, if we'll talk about erosion, it's normal to have some beach erosion, normal to have some movement along the shore that's going to impact on the mechitza. Okay? So that's what Rashi writes, that we're concerned that you may come to be metalta on the mavui as you did initially. If you look in the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah says something else. The Magen Mishnah writes, again, Perek Yud Zayin Alacha Hei, Perek Yud Zayin Alacha Hei. What's the concern? She Yisrache Kayam Mim Komo. So there's going to be some movement in the water. The Yishar Osa Makom Refesh Vetit. And you're going to be left with a certain buildup of sediment. The italtalu min hamavoi lo. And you're going to carry from the mavoi into the yam. So the Magen Avraham points out, Magen Avraham here Sivkat the Lamed Aleph, that Magen Mishnah sounds like we're not concerned about the Heter Tiltal internally. The whole concern is that Shema Yalla Hayam Sirton, and you may come to carry from the Mavoi into the Yam, which is presumably harmless, but we're not concerned, as Rashi was, that you're going to be metaltel in the Mavoi proper. Right? That's the mashmalas of this Magen Mishnah. The Magen Avraham raises this question, Sivkatan Lamed Aleph. So what does the Magen Avraham say? No, I think what the Magen Avraham says is that even though there is some compromising of the Mechitzas Hayam, but you still have a halachically valid Mechitza in that you have at least a slope, the shear tail on the Zlake. So you've compromised, let's say you started out with a Mechitzas Hayam, the seawall or demarcation on the shoreline. So you started out with something that's a shear of 10 tefachim. So that somehow eroded. You don't have a shear of 10 tefachim going up, but you still have a slope that's within the shear of tail on the socket that could constitute a halachically valid mechitza. And therefore, the heter tiltal in the mavi internally would remain. Magen Mishnah Mashma, the Afal Pisha Yiskatzer Hayam Mikol Mokom Nishar Midron VaOmeg Yud. They still have a slope. Vavi Mechitza. Ela Hakashash Shehi Shema Yitaltelu Min Amavoy LeMokom Shenis Yadesh Hayam Shu Karmelis. Afilu Mukav Mechitza Hayam LeFishelo Hukav LeDira. What's the concern? That beforehand, if not for the concern of Shema Yalla Hayam Sirton, then you have a more rigorous Mechitza Sayam over here, and we're not concerned that you're going to carry from the Mavli into the Yam. But once that Mechitza has been somewhat compromised, even though it's still a Shear Tel Neslake that could form a Mechitza internally, but practically it's easier to go through that side into the Yam, and then we're concerned that you may come to carry into the Yam, which is a Karmelis. Even if the Yam itself is Mukaf Mechitza, those are Mechitza shall hook for the Dira, and it would still be also a Taltel the Yam. So again, according to Rashi, the concern is that you're going to be Taltel inside the Mavoi when you don't have a valid Mechitza over here. According to the Magen Mishnah, the concern is no. You may still have a fallback Mechitza on this side, a Tel Mesakim Mechitza, but we're concerned that you're going to be Taltel into the Yam.
What's a rigorous mechitza? You use the word rigorous mechitza.
I meant a 10th half of mechitza that goes up as opposed to a tel mesake mechitza.
A mechitza that would stop you from
walking? A mechitza that is more likely to stop you from walking.
Just protrudes out of the ground? Or
I don't think it's because it protrudes under the ground, out of the ground, but because it's there's more water there, it's less.
The drop off.
There's more of a drop, yeah.
Michael. In this case, you want to do though, that it's open the place that's closer to it. Why don't you give that
out? Why is it different to Malcolm Asherlo?
Yeah.
Which way?
If you're in the mumble, it's open to the Yam. The Yam is kind of closer to it.
Well, it's not Nifras. If there's a Mechitza, that's not called Nifras to Malcolm Asherlo.
But let's say they didn't have a Mechitza. Why don't you give that as the answer to have a Mechitza?
Again, we're trying to understand the Magen Mishnah, right? The Magen Mishnah says that the concern is only you're going to be metaltel into the Yam, and not that you're going to be metaltel internally. So like Magen Avraham suggests, why aren't we concerned that you're going to be metaltel internally? Because there still is a luckily valid mechitza that's going to be matir tiltel in the mavi. So what's the concern at all? The concern is that you may come to be metaltel into the Karmelis, into the Yam.
interesting. So why doesn't he say you're not to carry that? Because it's a makam, it opens up the pleasure to it. Doesn't even have, doesn't even say those words. I guess maybe it's saying that indirectly by saying you're afraid to walk
the yam. You're not allowed to carry there because you can't carry from Rishas Yachid to Karmelis. Nifrat Makam Asher Lov is where you're in one Rishas and then there's no Mechitza. That opens up to a Makam Rishas Latato. That's not what we're talking about here. He's saying there is a Mechitza. Even though there's a Mechitza, the Mechitza only helps internally. It doesn't help to allow you to be Matir till Tobayam. And we're concerned that you may come to be Matal Tobayam. Good? Yes, no, maybe? Okay. Yeah.
Why don't we say that in that please come with the Magna Magna mission that any people in Zayla Gazeo that Azali goes on a Mavli because we don't want them to carry into the Yam. But the Mavli is in and of itself enclosed properly.
Then what's the first clear?
First clear is saying
karma.
I mean, we're going to be down the mother is not being able to, we can't carry in it because we're going to be carry one could carry into the karma beyond in the sirtam.
You within the Magen Mishnah, you're asking?
Yeah, based on the way the Magen Avraham explained it.
So according to the Magen Avraham's definition of the Magen Mishnah, you are allowed to be metaltil inside the mother.
Only
we're concerned that you may come to be metalto into. We're concerned you may come to be metalto into the yam.
So Rebbe's not saying it's also to be metalto through the mavoi to the yam. No.
I heard you asking. I mean, what's the concern? The concern is. I mean, take a step back. When the Magen Mishnah says that the chashash of Sheva Yalah Hayam Sirtan is that you're going to be metaltil from the Mavoi into the Yam, it's still the case that you're not allowed to rely on Abachitza Sayam even to be Matur Tiltil in the Bav. Right? That's the starting.
Right.
So you're correct. So probably. Should have clarified that more, right? That what the Machlokas Rashi, the Magen Mishnah, is what is the etzem concern of Shema Yalah Hayam Sirta? But whatever that concern is, Lamaisa, you can't rely on the Mechitza Sayam for that reason. And you can't rely on the Mechitza Sayam even to allow Tiltol internally. And now you're asking.
So why should that be Mavatal of the Mechitza Sayam of the Mavoi? It sounds to me like it's in. It should be. We should apply in tikkun zero, because we're going to be mevatel one mechitza. Because maybe, perhaps, people are going to go into the.
In the talitins of the karmelis, and that's only nisad rabbanon.
Right,
anyway,
the mavoi only has nisad rabbanon of tiltol anyhow.
So whenever it comes to xeros, so it could be ilav halo kaimiha that they're related enough that you need the whole package, or it could be. As Tosafot writes at the beginning of Parakal Basar, that you can't be Madame one Zeilu Xera to another, whatever Zeilu Xera you can work it out of. Okay. So Magen Avraham writes, what's the nafkamina between Rashi and the Magen Mishnah? So he writes, L'diday, according to the Magen Mishnah, Ve'ina mechitzas gemuros bitzad hayam v'lo mahani tzuras ha-pesach olechi o kora. According to the Magen Mishnah, when you make your tikkun So you can't rely on Mechitza Sayam because of Shemayala Yam Sirton. So you're going to have to make some tikkun on the side of the Yam. So Ameim Arin Sura put up nets. So that tikkun, the Magadam says, according to the Magad Mishnah, is going to have to be more rigorous than in Suez HaPasach Lafi Yakora. It has to be Mechitzos Mamish. So Sam asked me yesterday, what's wrong with the Tzuris HaPesach? Neil Alachi Yikora, I could understand. Why not the Tzuris HaPesach? The Maxis HaShako explains the Magen Ram as follows. I think that's what he means. That according to the Magen Mishnah, that the whole reason that we're concerned about Shemi Ali Yam Sirtan is that people may come to carry from inside the Mavoi to the Yam. So then, it's insufficient to have something that could be a halachic mechitza, if it's not something that's going to prevent people from walking in that direction. So even though Elechi or Korah or even a Tzuris HaPesach could be a halachically valid mechitza, but if you're concerned about traffic from the Mavi into the Yam, you need a real mechitza, a visible mechitza that is going to more rigorously prevent people from walking from the Mavi into the Yam. As opposed to Rashi, for whom the concern is simply that you're going to be mevatel the mechitza tayam, and you're not going to have a hetzer tiltel in the mavli. So any halachically valid mechitza, be it a tzuris haPesach or lachi b'kara, where lachi b'kara works, is going to create the hetzer tiltel internally in the mavli. Again, according to Rashi, that the concern is shema yala yam sirton, and the mechitza tayam is going to be inoperative. And there's no hetzer tiltel internally in the mavli, so you need to create any halachically valid mechitza on the tzarayam to allow tiltel in the mavli. And so the pasach would be sufficient for those purposes. If the concern, however, is one that's more of perception, that people may come to carry from the mavli into the yam unknowingly, so then you need something that's actually going to prevent people from walking through. I think that's what the Matzah Seshekel explains within the Magen Avraham. Does that help, Sam?
Yeah. Okay. Don't you have that same Tzuris HaPesach though, that on the other side of your Tzuris HaPesach you have a Karmelos?
Right, so yeah. I think the difference here is that there is... Okay, here's your thing. Now if you match the shekel, just it says Lachi Yikari, doesn't say Tzuris HaPesach. I don't know if that's that for lav dafka. Okay, I mean, it could be it's a matter of degree, but I hear what you're saying, Shomer. His terrace explain how there's only a chashash of Shem Yitalto Liyam and not Shem Yitalto B'mavo Yatsam. That's his hamsa to explain the Magen Mishnah.
What can I just explain the Magen Mishnah himself that
there's going to be an area here, and they're afraid you're going to carry into this harmless? Or what, why, well,
why are you concerned that you're going to carry in the Mavi itself?
Oh, so he's saying the fact that he's not a Mishnah, not emphasizing that we're afraid of carrying the Mavi itself.
Not a Mishnah sounds like there is no concern about the Mavi itself, even if Yali Yam Tirta would still be much of the Kasalta of the Mavi. That's the Magna from Samsara to explain the Magna Mishnah. Okay. The Taz in Sifkata and the Kaf here has a lengthy tshuva dealing with whether there may be a parallel concern about rivers freezing over. So just as the Gemara indicates that there's a concern of Shema Yala Hayam Sirton, which is going to compromise the Mechitza Sayam, are we also concerned about a river freezing over? So the Taz assumes, based on a number of rayos, that if you have a river that is going to freeze over in the winter, then that river is, even if that river otherwise could have constituted a mechitza, the fact that it could freeze over compromises its ability to serve as a mechitza. And the Taz thinks that that status is going to be true even in the summer. If I have a river that freezes over in the winter, that river is invalid as a mechitza even in the summer. Unless you have anyway a sheer tail maslaket or something of the sort, that could constitute a mechitza. And the Magen Avraham in Sifkata Lamed Aleph sounds like he agrees with the Taz halfway, that if it is frozen over, then the mechitza is not usable, but in the summer, or when it's not frozen, the nahar could serve as a mechitza. Avi.
We want to argue that the Magen Avraham really agrees with the Taz, because the case of the Magen Avraham cited with Constantinople was in an area which never freezes over. But we were writing about the Matthias in Europe. Is the Taz in the same way?
Maybe the Maxis HaShekel assumes in the Magen Avraham the way I was saying, but it's not the fairish of the Magen Avraham, correct? The Maxis HaShekel assumes the way we were saying. Yeah, Sammy.
What's the Svarim Hadithah saying that even when it's frozen over, even when it's not frozen over in the summer?
Well, just like Shema Yala Hayam Sirton, we're concerned even if there is no Sirton, but there may be, and you wouldn't be able to distinguish. So if it's a river that sometimes freezes over, so then we're concerned that you may not distinguish between when it is frozen and when it's not frozen, and we would prohibit its use at any point. I thought you were going to ask me what's the concern if it freezes.
Is that a legitimate concern?
So formulate how? What's the... I'm sorry?
You could walk across it.
You could walk across it, and therefore?
It's not preventing you from, from going.
And when it's not frozen, it is preventing you? Is it a function of prevention?
Maybe you ignore the slope of the river when the top's frozen over.
Maybe. Either you ignore the slope, or you, even though in general, with Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Aleph, that Ein Hayam that Mayim is not Mevatli Mechitza. So I have a Mechitza Sayam, which we'll still assume for the define for the moment is the shoreline. So I have here's the Yavasha, and here's the Yam, and this is ground level. So over here, I have Mechitza Sayam, even though I can't see it looking over, but I have, let's say, 10 Tvachim, and even if the Mechitza doesn't protrude at all, I still say that Mayim is Lom about the Mechitza. But if it's all solid, so then I can't really call that a Mechitza if Ka'ein ain't any Karas. Something along those lines. Now, the Taz is making an assumption in the presentation here that the Magen Avraham points out, which is the Chashash of Gemara is Shema Yala Hayam Sirta. Doesn't say Shema Yala Hanahar. So is there a distinction between the status of a Yam and the status of a Nahar? So the Magen Avraham points out that there's a mashmos in Rashi and the Rush and the Tor, Rashi Rush Tor, that the concern of Sirton is limited to a Yam and not to rivers. So I presume what he means within Rashi is the description of the erosion of the shore, or erosion of the area of the sea, is less of a concern when it comes to a river, meaning a seashore is more likely to have some erosion as opposed to a river. Maybe the Rush is beferish. The Rush is beferish that it's dafka b'yam and not b'nahar. Yeah.
I was wondering the relationship between this and a real pursuit. When we're talking erosion over a period of how long a period? Over a year, it will change from a tail of a flocket to a tail of a fin of a flocket. A real pursuit that, well, if you can't.
It sounds like it's more.
I would assume it's a storm. Like a storm would transform a big storm could transform a shore.
Yeah.
Essentially, but irregular weather will not change the.
I don't know. I'm not sure if there's any clear mashmos in the Rishonim that way. They definitely don't talk explicitly about an amount of time. I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure how much of a difference it makes. Meaning there is a concern that at some point there may be this serotonin, and it's enough of a concern to create a zero.
What about the blizzard? A blizzard to come and create a lot of snow, just wanting to.
Or you could have a Ruach She'ein Butzuya that comes and knocks off over your mechitzas. But if you're asking, well, how do we know where to invoke a zera and where not? And is the likelihood of sirton percentage-wise or statistically greater than the likelihood of a gust of wind or a tornado or a hurricane or a superstorm or a nor'easter or something that's going to knock down? I don't know how to assess that.
They're not going to be equal. There's not going to be some sort of correlation between the
statistics. I don't see evidence of that equivalence, so I don't know. I was assuming, as I mentioned the last time, that that's the Din Darabanan. I was talking to Rabbi Rublowski on the ride back to Pesach one day this week, and he wasn't so sure. He thought maybe that's the Din Daraisa. Maybe that's part of the definition of a Mechitza. I have to look into that. I'm not sure. This is definitely a Din Darabanan. Okay, but anyway, so the Magen Avraham points out that there is a mashmaos, some explicitly in Rishonim, that there's a distinction between a yam and a nahar, just for mar mekamos, we're not going to quote them, but if you take a look in Tosos on Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil Ein Osin, Tosos Kaf Dalet Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil Ein Osin, Tosos assumes that there is a possibility of distinguishing between a nahar and a yam. If you look in the Rashba there as well, Kaftal and Vesis, that's the same thing. If you look in the Ritva and Arsig and Dafkes, the Ritva clearly doesn't distinguish between a Nahar and a Yam. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Kufkaf Aleph writes that the step back. I think I mentioned this at the end of last time. I didn't mention it yet today. In any case, just to refresh. So this machlokas between, let's say, Rambam and Rashi is a machlokas mechaber amah, whether chayshinan v'sirta. So back in Shin Samach Gimel Seif Kaf Tes, the mechaber is noke loshen ha-Rambam that ein choshishin shemba yawa hayam sirta. And the Ramah says, v'yesh kolkim, v'sovim d'chayshinan shema yala yam sirtan, v'ein kan mechitza. So the Ramah quotes the contrary opinion, that we are koshesh shema yala hayam sirtan. And therefore, you can't rely on a mechitza hayam. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, or Sifkaf and Kuf Aleph, that the minog in our communities is to be machmir like the Ramah, that we are chayshinan l'sirton, and therefore can't rely on a mechitzas hayam. However, we limit that pashash to a yam and not to a nahar. I mean, it's bad enough, or it's enough, that we paskim like the Ramah l'chumra chayshinan l'sirton, but we don't have to extend that chumra to a nahar, which itself is another sub machlokas rishonim. Okay, if you look in Rabbi Kasher's essay on Mechitza Sayam as related to the Manhattan Erev, in Divrei Menachem Simin Kaf Perek Beis Os Dalid, Divrei Menachem Simin Kaf Perek Beis Os Dalid, he quotes a number of achronim that are mako against the Mishnah Berurah, against the Ramah, even Bayam. And he quotes that both the Divrei Malkiel and Rav Chaim Berlin, in their respective shuvas about the Odessa Erev and the collection entitled Tikkun Shabbos that we have quoted previously, so both the Lungerov and Rav Chaim Berlin raise this point, make the point, that we could be makel about Mechitza Sayam, even Bayam, against the Psak of the Ramah. Okay, what we still need to address, and I think we're going to leave this for next time, is what exactly is the definition of Mechitza Sayam? Because until now, we were assuming, just the way I've been presenting it, that Mechitza Sayam is the sea wall, seashore, the area of land that is the border, the boundary between the Yam and the Yabasha. If you look in the Chayei Adam, Klal Ayin Aleph, Oth Tezvav, Klal Ayin Aleph, Oth Tezvav, he has a formulation that sounds like the water itself could constitute a mechitza. So we're going to pick up with that next time. Just take a look. Klal Ayin Aleph, Oth Tezvav. Take a look at the Magen Avraham here, Sifkat and Lamed. Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Lamed. Chaye Adam Klal Ayin Aleph Simen Tes Vav. And if you want to look a little bit further in that same piece in Divrei Menachem, take a look at Os Gimel and the Acharonim that he quotes over there, including a relatively lengthy but interesting tshuva of the Chelkas Yaakov of a Breish from Zurich. In the new edition, the one that you'll find in the Bar Ilan, it's Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, Chelkas Yaakov Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Beis. In the old edition that Rabbi Kasha quotes, it's Simen Kuf Tzadi Sadi base, so it's either Kuf Ayin base or Kuf Sadi base. Take a look specifically, you can read the whole thing if you want, it's a lengthy tshuva. Take a look specifically at Os Gimel and Os Zion and so maybe Gimel Dalet and Zion. So we'll pick up at that next time, Ritz Hashem, and then the next major topic will be Omen Ruba Laparitz, which is Seifim Ches and Tes in Simen Shin Samach Beis. So you should go through, if you haven't yet, the beginning of Simen Shin Samach Beis, Tor Beis Elsev, Mechaber Amah, Mishneh Berurah Be'er Halacha. Beyond what we already spoke about, you can go through that pretty quickly through Seif Zion. And then we're going to pick up with the Sugya of Paritz Ga'omed on Daf Tes Vav, Daf Tes Ayin, which is Sif Ches and Sif Tes here in Simen, Shin Samach Beis.